Here we are again. We're now. I'm now going to ask some questions that I hear a lot of students ask. So some challenges or some things they come across when they're working on like digging up their sweet spot. So one is a lot of students have the feeling like, why should I do this now? Like maybe I'm just too young for it, or maybe I just have to try out a lot of different things. What would
Yes,
you advise them? Yeah.
I hear that quite often from the young people that I talk with. I think it's advantageous, as we talked about briefly earlier, it's advantageous to get a little bit of familiarity with the business world by actually working as an employee, just to get a sense of how the business world actually works. But my sense as well is that if you have the three main skills that the book talks about, they will enable you to be a better employee, and they will also get you thinking early on about what are the needs, what are your gifts and passions, and then when you are ready to try this, you'll already have a pretty good idea of where your sweet spot may lie. So again, those three key skills are the self-knowledge, self-awareness, the ability to find the right partners, and that's a really tough one.
Yeah.
In many cases, the natural enterprises that I'm familiar with, they were lucky when it came to finding the right partners. They were systematic and rigorous in their self-knowledge, and in the third skill, which is doing the primary research, they were very rigorous with that. But finding the right partners was trial and error. It was good luck rather than good management in
Yeah.
many cases. And you know, as I say, these enterprises are so different. It's easy if you spend some time in the work world to think this is the only way in which business can actually operate. So by all means, go out and find out what it's about. Try some different things, but don't get caught up in the mythology of corporations and the fact that they will tell you that, you know, you have to incorporate your business, it has to be stressful, you have to go out and raise expensive venture capital in order to get started. These aren't true in natural enterprises. So don't stay around in these organizations so long that
And you
you
have to
get caught up.
unlearn.
You have to
You have to
unlearn before
unlearn
you can.
again, yeah.
Exactly.
And now you're talking about collaboration and finding the right partners. I, for example, know that a lot of students find that really, yeah, a big challenge at times because especially at this curriculum, they have to work in groups, and often they are assigned or they find their own partners. But can you maybe elaborate a bit on that? Like, how would you advise them? For example, if they have to work with others, what would you advise them to make the best out of that?
It's interesting. There's a new practice that's being followed in California. It comes from California, of course, where a lot of these wacky ideas come from
Yeah.
and get started. And it's talking about the approach of identifying what are the essential elements of our relationship with each other. I'll have to get you the name of it because
Yeah.
they've recently changed it. But basically, the idea is to create something that will help to recognize the essential elements of the relationship between people. And you can use it in any kind of you can use it in a business relationship, you can use it in personal relationships, you can use it with family members. And then it's been applied in all of these different areas on the basis that the key to a good relationship is knowing yourself, first of all, and then knowing as much as possible about the other person. And so it's a process, essentially, that is used to try to do this in a slightly more formal way. So to answer your question, the key to finding the partners is, first of all, to know yourself really well, so that you will be able to anticipate and understand when you find challenges with your partners, where something about them rubs you the wrong way, or you just don't have the right feel. Why is that? So that you understand that. And also their ability and your ability to help them to articulate their own strengths and to know themselves better will also help to build that. So it's not that different in a way from the challenge of finding a life partner, finding the partners for your natural enterprise. And it is not easy, but it starts with self-knowledge. It starts with openness and listening. It starts with recognition that a key to good relationships is chemistry. And you can't mess with that. I mean, there are some people who just know that this person that they have just met is going to be a life partner for them. It may not make sense. You know, I know some couples that have been together for 30 years where for the first 5 years of their relationship, they had no common language. They couldn't speak each other's language. They had to use an interpreter. But the chemistry was there. And I think the same thing is true in these natural enterprises. When the partners get together, the combination of their self-knowledge and self-awareness allows them to say, yes, the chemistry between us is right. Yeah. And even if intellectually it looks as if it's the right mix of skills, and I do some exercises in the book and also in the workshops that I run about addressing what are your key competencies and getting together with other people in the group and comparing yours to theirs and learning from that, does it make sense for you to have a partnership with this person? Because if you all have the same skills and you all have the same weaknesses, you are not going to be good partners. And there's some very cautionary stories in the book about that as well. But you can't underestimate the importance of this chemistry, and I don't know what it is. It's magic. Beyond intellectual explanation. You can't control it, but you need to be aware of whether it is there or not when you meet people.
If I can summarize this, it's like if you have a choice if you really can choose a partner to work with. It's about having a click, like this chemistry, the one hand, and on the other hand, having complementary skills.
And self-knowledge.
And your self-knowledge, that's the third thing. And if you don't, as you're not able to choose, for example, if you're employed at a company or at this curriculum where you have to work in groups, sometimes that you cannot choose, then I understand, like, maybe you don't have a click, maybe you don't have complementary skills, but you can at least have self-knowledge and also get to understand, hey, what are the skills of my group members? Is that true? Am I understanding that right?
It's interesting because one of the things that I've been doing since I retired is working with this group on finding the best practices in facilitation, meeting facilitation. Very interesting exercise. Subject for another day.
But next video range.
Yes, exactly. But one of the things that came out of learning about facilitation was I have just lost my train of thought.
Sorry,
I hope to be able to edit this out. Where was I going with this?
For when you, for example, cannot choose a group to work with, so you have to work with the people who are there.
That's where it was. Yeah. Okay. So what I found in working with this group of facilitators was that one of the critical skills that we need to strengthen in our society is conflict resolution. Because we find it in personal relationships, we find it in business relationships. Most of us are really bad at it. And there are processes that can be used that are around the science, if you will, of consensus that will help you to negotiate and navigate through these conflict differences. Mm-hmm. And so in cases where you find yourself in the workplace with somebody who you really cannot stand, you've got an alternative to either driving them out or quitting yourself, and that is to explore with them what are the differences, what are the challenges, and come to a point of peace through this process of conflict resolution that will enable you to work with that person. I think that's an absolutely essential skill. When I'm working with the transition group, one of the key focuses of that group is on community building.
Yeah.
And conflict resolution in the workplace has a lot in common with the community building in the local neighborhoods as well. And it really means that right now we're used to this ideal world where you only belong to communities that you want to belong to.
Yeah.
And if somebody is in the community that you don't like, you just leave that group. You find another one or create
another one.
But in the real world, you have to learn to get along with and sometimes even love people who you don't particularly like.
Yeah.
And that's one of the essences of community. And it's probably also one of the essences of getting along with people in the workplace. So that if you're doing work that you really love, but there's somebody who's driving you crazy, you can make peace with them.
Yeah. So this is a big topic, and I'm like, maybe we really have to organize one other session about this, but for now this is really already valuable. So like, know yourself, find that click, and if you're not, and find the complementary skills. And if you're just fed up with each other, or you just have to work with each other, then find those treasures in the other person. I would say, like, find, hey, are there skills? Are there things that you can understand that other person better, so you can have a better working relationship? Is that a way to round this topic up at least? Or
yeah, I think so. There's the recently deceased writer David Foster Wallace that has online, and we can give him that link as well. It's a wonderful convocation speech that he made a few years ago about appreciating that we are all fighting our own demons in this world. And in many cases, what appears to be just bad behavior, if we look past it, if we try to understand where it's coming from, where is the grief or trauma in somebody's life that has led them to this point where they are lashing out at you or somebody else, if you can empathize, if you can appreciate, if you can understand and imagine where that bad behavior, what underlies it, where it comes from, and not take it personally, then you can help them get past it, and you can help yourself reach a state of peace and joy in your life as well. So it's a fascinating convocation speech, particularly for young people who are looking to get into the workplace for the first time.
Yeah.
It's very powerful, especially since he found it so difficult to get along in the world, suffered from depression for most of his life, and he ended up taking his own life shortly after he made the speech. So in that context, the speech is even more powerful.
Whoa, yes.
So I would recommend it to your students.
Let's give them the link, and let's give them the link. Wow. Okay, so for that, that's a big... You opened up a big topic, and I really feel like asking more and talking about this, but it's for now just not the way to go.
Right.
So, and I see the other questions are actually already kind of answered. For example, some students also say, like, hey, what about the weaknesses? It's all about the positive skills and your passions. But I think this also comes to collaboration, as you...
Yeah, it's picking the right partners so that, you know, I tell the story in the book about the family with the five engineers and they all had the same strengths and they all had the same weaknesses. They didn't like to do market research. They found it a little socially shy, and they didn't do their market research. And as a result, you know, it was they did brilliant science, brilliant engineering. That what they invented was terrific stuff. And fortunately, the only good thing that came out of it, because their business failed miserably, and I basically told them that unless they brought in some partners that had complementary skills, it would. I get no satisfaction out of being able to say, I told you so.
Yeah.
But the good news is that they ended up working for a company that did have the complementary skills and did do the market research. And so eventually their skills were put to good use.
That's a good end, yeah. So that's really the thing to do. So find partners who have the skills that you maybe have some more difficulty with. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, great. And then, so let's for now, because like I sense a bit that like most of those questions are a bit answered here and there in what we've been talking about.
We can certainly do this again. If there are additional students, the questions that the students have, I'd love to do a fourth video if that's the way this this ends up breaking up.
Yeah, so I'm really enjoying this conversation, and it's really difficult to keep it a bit focused and time limited time, because there's so much I would like to know and I would like to talk about more. So I hope we will get an opportunity to do that.
And I look forward to another video, and I look forward as well to someday, maybe not in this class, but coming out and meeting with some of your students or meeting with your class face to face. That would be great too, because I love your country.
Yeah, me too. So it's really great, and I hope the funny thing is that most of our students are from abroad, so maybe you never know where in the world we will meet, and I'm sure we will get we will keep in touch like this, and I will let you know if like the students come up with more questions or more ideas or things. And even in the beginning of November, we have our end event, and there the students show their videos. So one of the end results are 1 minute pitch videos.
Okay.
And in 1 minute, they really have to like express who they are, like where they're passionate about, what their skills are, what their purpose is. So it's really exciting moment. You can imagine maybe how that
I can see us creating a library of them online, where people would be able to find potential partners and create some new natural enterprises virtually.
True. So because it's also maybe you can even feel a click in such a video.
I think so, yes.
Like a dating site for finding your business partner.
Exactly.
They created their sweet spot model and their brand, and now we are working on making a look and feel that also expresses it. So we are living now in a time that like appearance does a lot, so that people really have in a blink of an eye have a feeling of like, oh yeah, you're a person who likes futuristic things, or you're like a cozy person, or a social person, or more individualistic. So I hope we can capture also the like the chemistry part in that.
That
videos.
Would be great.
Like,
yeah.
Like what?
Fascinating.
Kind of, yeah. So not only content and saying where you're good at, but also like showing it.
I'd love to hear the stories too that come out. Even if they take a couple of years after the students leave the course. I'd love to hear their stories, whether they're success stories or war stories of failure and struggle. Those stories are all very valuable to others that are facing similar situations. That's how we really learn, is from each other's stories.
In indeed. So this is a call for you over there at the other side of the computer. You're really invited to share your story, to like what did all this self-knowledge do to you? What did working with the sweet spot model do to you? And and then we can really share it with Dave also. So we can give also something back. Like, hey, what did his work do with you? So thank you very much. There are some really beautiful treasures in everything you talked about. So it was, for me at least, already really insightful and motivating. So
thank you. It's been a blast.
Yeah, and enjoy your beautiful autumn there. And then we will keep in touch.
Looking forward to it.